We've been looking at Asma' al-Husna, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in reference with ayah 110 of Surah Bani Israel, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ اِدْءُ اللَّهَ أَوْ اِدْءُ الرَّحْمَنِ أَيَّامًا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Say, O Muhammad, call upon Allah or call upon the Rahman. Whichever you call upon, He has the best of names. We've also focused on the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ when he said, تَخَلُّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah. And today we will look at one of the names or attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is known as Isma' Azam, a great name. And this is As-Samad. We recite this in Surah Al-Ikhlas all the time. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. An amazing surah which puts Tawheed in a nutshell. We talked about Tawheed yesterday. Samad, in essence, has a lot of meanings. Its linguistic meanings include the ultimate goal, the obeyed master without whose command nothing can happen, the support of those who need to be supported, the one to whom all matters are referred, the one to whom all issues are rendered and regarding which nobody else decides, the one to whom pleas are directed. But As-Samad in essence is the satisfier of all needs, and all are in need of Him, yet He is in need of none. It is As-Samad that we approach to grant our pleas, the one whom we plead to make wishes come true. He's the one who we seek during the time of need. The Arabs describe a household as Samad. If people go there in the hope of fulfilling their worldly needs, Allah in essence is the final destination, the ultimate goal. There's a wonderful anecdote about a man who was once talking to his statue, which was Sanam. Sanam is a statue. And he was sitting there going, Ya Sanam, Ya Sanam, Ya Sanam. And then his eyes were closing. And mistakenly he said, Ya Samad. Immediately a voice came and said, Labbaik, I am here. Prophet Musa alayhi salam complains to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and says, Ya Allah, he wasn't calling you. He was calling his idol, the Sanam, yet you replied. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Musa, even when you call me by mistake with As-Samad, Musa, I will respond. It is through As-Samad that inexhaustible treasures open and are distributed to Allah's creation in accordance with their needs. See, there are people and other creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who serve as sources from whom we seek the cure for our troubles, the satisfaction of our needs. But because our needs are different, the sources corresponding to our needs are different. For example, if we need wisdom, we seek a person of knowledge. If we need wealth, we seek the wealthy. If we're sick, we look for a doctor. It's not always certain that the scholar will answer our question, or the wealthy will assist us financially, or the doctors will be able to cure you. We have to go to them and wait for them to have time for us. But these sources are the signs, the reflections of the attribute As-Samad, and are a great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This As-Samad, however, is ever present. He knows our needs before we do. He satisfies our needs in the way they should be satisfied, not in the way we think they should be satisfied. It's good to realize our needs. It's good to ask for their satisfactions and to be thankful in whatever manner the need is satisfied. It's good to make ourselves aware that it is He alone who is As-Samad. Psychoethically, when we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attribute of As-Samad, then we fashion our conduct to one whereby we become sought by people for the fulfillment of their needs. The Prophet ﷺ said, one who is most loved amongst people is the one who benefits them the most. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, live so that people want to crave for your company, they want to be with you. Die so that they cry for you. Remember when the Prophet ﷺ was asked by a man to describe Islam in a nutshell. The Prophet said, it is obedience of the Creator and serving His creation. Let's make the most of every possible opportunity in our life to be able to serve creation and to be able to live as Samad within us. If you recite this name 125 times after your morning salah and just before sunrise in sajda, then inshallah you'll be protected from unlawful behavior and hostility to others. There will be an improvement in character. If you care for someone who is under the influence of a bad person or is not doing the right things, then fast a consecutive Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Break your fast without any meat products and recite Ya Samad 100 times over the food or drink that you have for iftar. Give that food to the person in trouble and inshallah it will withdraw them away from their bad influences. Very often in life we feel helpless when we see those whom we care for not responding the way that maybe they should, and it troubles us. And we feel maybe we've done something wrong if we are their guardians or we're looking after them. It's important to understand that the outside influence of friends, of workmates, of college mates, all these are quite strong influences. And this ism is amazing. When you recite a samad, even if you cannot fast and you recite it just on some food that you give to your family, inshallah, it will protect them against these influences that affect all of us in our lives.